Let's go to Raymond now in Salt Lake City, Utah. 1010 Immaculate Heart Radio. Hello, Raymond.
Hi. I just want to make my argument real quick with you guys.
But thank you.
Didn't Jesus say that it would have been better if that man had never been born? Didn't he express that sentiment on more than one occasion?
Well, on one occasion, directed his words to Judas, who betrayed him to his death, yes.
What about the children, if we lead little children astray?
Yeah, yes. Our Lord in Matthew's gospel says it's better... whoever leads young children into scandal or sin would be like having a millstone around his neck and cast into the sea. Yes.
Okay, so here's my argument with you guys. Why force the feet of a woman to the fire and forcibly bring that life into this world where there is no truth and no love? Why force the issue?
Okay, Raymond, I actually... agree with you that it's good to create a good environment for children to live in. Like, we don't want children to have a lack of love or a lack of truth. And I think that makes a lot of sense. But can I ask you a question? Imagine a woman had a two-year-old, and, you know, she thinks that, and maybe she moved here from a country that's actually pretty good, and she realizes, wow, this world is a really terrible and dark place, and I don't want my child to have to suffer through that. So she kills her two-year-old so he doesn't have to suffer from this dark world we live in. Should it be legal for her to kill that two-year-old?
Well, I think you're apples and oranges, my friend.
Just humor me. I know it's a dumb question. You're saying the answer is no.
Right.
Okay, well, why not? Why can't she kill the two-year-old?
Well, because it's... I know where you're going with your thinking.
Where am I going?
Where you're going, that life is life, no matter at what point.
Well, do you think that all human beings, regardless of their age or their level of development, should be treated equally?
Well, I know where you're going, and I know that you think that from conception...
You are very clairvoyant.
Raymond, go there. We're inviting you to go there, Raymond, since you know where that is. Let's go there. The difference between a two-year-old and someone 1 minute before birth is a matter of the way he or she eats and breathes. Would you not agree on an anthropological, biological level?
Well, I guess you're forcing me to say that if that two-year-old has been given life and lives in some slum and some dysfunctional, you know, completely drug addict gang environment, it would be maybe better than that kid going so far down the road in life as to becoming that very same monster himself.
Raymond, I'm just asking you to be consistent. Your reason that abortion should be legal, it should be legal to kill an unborn human, is because they may grow up in a difficult environment. So if you believe it's legal, it should be fine to kill an unborn human being because they may grow up in a difficult place. To be consistent, wouldn't you have to say it should be legal to kill a born human? It should either be illegal to kill both or legal to kill both. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, if you want to talk consistency, in that case, we should do away with capital punishment.
Well, that's a separate question, Raymond. The Catholic Church does not consider the death penalty in its just application to be on the same moral as abortion.
And Raymond, wouldn't you agree that with the death penalty, it would be wrong to administer the death penalty to someone who had committed no crime? Wouldn't that be wrong? To give someone in the gas chamber they never committed a crime. Has the fetus committed a crime that's worthy of the death penalty?
You know what? I guess I have another question for you guys.
Raymond.
I'm really going to force everybody to bring life into this
Raymond,
world.
Raymond, Trent has asked a rational question about consistency, and I think he asked a very fair question, and you're dodging it to go to your next point. Do you want to answer the question about the death penalty for people who've committed no capital crime?
It doesn't make sense.
Well, no, it does make sense. You're saying that people should not be given the death penalty because they could be innocent, correct? Or even if guilty, they don't deserve that punishment. Isn't that your stance?
You know, I'm really mixed on it. I, to tell you the truth, that's my only point with you, is that women are being, if you would have it your way, women in this world would be forced to having children and bring them into circumstances completely out of bounds.
Actually, Raymond, I agree with you. Women should not be forced to have children. I agree with you. But when we say forced to have a child, that would mean that if a woman is pregnant, normally what it means to be pregnant is that you're carrying a child within you. So I agree no woman should be forced to have a child in the sense of forced to have sex and become pregnant against her will. I oppose that. The problem is that when you abort someone, you're not stopping a potential child from coming into existence. You take an actual child, an actual human being, and take them out of existence via dismemberment. So I'm saying that if you're going to justify that, you need a good reason. And if it's just to prevent their hardship, if these children are just as human as two-year-olds, why don't we treat them in the same way?
Well, it's the hardship of the woman, but the child more so, in my opinion.
And why, there's a lot of two-year-olds in hardship. Why not kill them?
And a lot of childless couples who would love to adopt someone from a chaotic, drug-laden environment and take them to someone better, somewhere better. Raymond in Salt Lake City, I think we've reached our terminus there, but we're delighted that you called, and we want to hear from others who are like-minded, pro-choicers only, this hour and the next. Stephanie.